Well, you just heard me speaking about Harrison Brunick a few seconds ago. 18 years old, born in Joburg, now based in Canada, but he's going to be spending a significant chunk of time in the USA over the next few months, as he has very recently become the first South African-born ice skater to be signed with the NHL. He also very recently represented Canada in the World Championships for ice hockey. So here's part two of my interview with
him. This ain't Texas.
Saturday afternoons with Kula on 919.
And I know you represented Team Canada this year at the World Under 18 Championship. What was that like?
It was awesome. I'm still not forgetting my South African roots. I guess we just don't have a hockey team that goes there. So,
sure.
Playing for Team Canada, playing for your country is obviously, very special, very meaningful. So anytime you get to put on that jersey, you want to represent your country. Our goal is to win a gold medal, and that's what we did. So to be invited to that tournament and play with those, special players from all around Canada, it's kind of the first time I've really done something like that. So to share that experience with all of them and once again represent your country is very special.
That's phenomenal. Have you been watching the Olympics at all?
I have a little bit. Not too much, because there's, I got to get in the gym and skate like that, skate and do different things like that. And I think we were planning to go on a vacation or whatever. So I went with my billets in Kamloops. I went with them to their friend's house, and we went to the lake and things like that. So that was pretty fun. And then, so obviously not getting to watch too much, but I've seen on the internet a couple times.
And are there any South African traditions that your parents do, or the things that they cook at home? I've got kids that grow up in Texas, so they are Texans. I get that. I want that to be there. That's home for them. But there's still foods that I cook from South Africa. And I was curious as to if your parents still had some traditions or some things from South Africa that are kept alive in your home.
Yeah, I think there's a couple. Obviously a braai, or I guess they call it barbecue here. My dad always loves doing that. So a lot of, the sausage, I forget what it's called. He loves that. I love it. So he cooks a lot of like sausage and different types of meats. And then he always does like chili sticks and biltong and things like that. So, me and my sister both love those. Little things like that. I think those are kind of the main dishes, but, I'm excited for maybe more cooking, down the road.
Nice. And who are some of the NHL players that you look up to professionally?
I think growing up in Calgary, I was pretty fortunate to go to a couple Flames games, watch different players, but, not just saying this because I'm with the Penguins now, but I think Crosby, I'm a defenseman, but Crosby is a forward, watching him, through his leadership, his compete, things like that. It's very special to watch. Obviously he's a great player, but it's little things that kind of go unnoticed, about him that I really try and look for nowadays. So that's a player, I've looked up to my whole life. Hopefully I can learn a couple more things from him just being with the Penguins. That'd be pretty sweet. And then, as far as defensemen, I look at guys like Miro Heiskanen and Cale Makar. Both maybe similar play styles. I want to try and, put things from their game into my game. So a lot of, skating speed, the way they can kind of run an offense, but then again, be pretty solid defensively as well. Things they kind of look at, and they're all great players.
How many hours a week would you say you spend on training?
I think as far as off ice training, our workouts are around about 2 hours a day. So, 2 hours of that, and then I'm on the ice at least once a day. And it's around an hour 15. I think that's kind of about it. But then again, maybe little things that go unnoticed that I do. I'm huge into nutrition and things like that. So I'm, watching what I'm eating. I'm like shooting pucks in my garage. I got a nice little setup here at the net and stuff. So I'm out there shooting pucks and things like that. So I want to say anything up to like 4 or 5 hours a day, I'm strictly, you know, working with hockey stuff, but there's other things that kind of go unnoticed.
Sure. Well, that's it. And I think if you love that sport and you're passionate about it, a lot of it doesn't feel like training. Like you said, the things that go unnoticed, the extra work that you put in at home and on the nutrition side.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like the same with every sport. I mean, there's always people, you know, even from a young age, you know, there's a lot of players that are way better than you, and you want to get to that next level. So it's just, again, little things that go unnoticed that you do in your everyday life. You know, that's just stuff that you got to keep up with. There's people that, you know, trying to catch you, trying to be better than you, and things like that. You always got to keep pushing forward and not, you know, like kind of slack or be lazy.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. You got to try and stay ahead of the game and stay ahead of the other
people. Yeah, exactly.
Great. Well, Harrison, thank you so much for joining us on 919, and we'll be watching your progress with the Penguins and rooting for you from South Africa.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Kula on 919. Saturday afternoons with Kula on 919.